From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. There is international response to what are being called the Panama Papers. 11.5 million documents released and showing offshore financial dealings of the rich, famous, and financially politically connected. The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin is the target, calling this an attempt to destabilize Russia by linking him to as much as $2 billion in illegal offshore transactions, allegedly involving people close to the president. Michael Hudson is a senior editor with the reporting group, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICJ.
The leak is 11.5 million documents. It has information about 210,000 offshore companies and other entities. It stretches, the information stretches from 1977 to the end of 2015. And there's no way that one journalist, one lone wolf, or one news organization could really dig into this. So we put together a team of people, more than 370 journalists from 70 countries and more than 100 news organizations.
French President François Hollande says France will investigate the reports of tax evaders. The British government is asking for a copy of the papers as well. Among the national leaders noted in the reports for offshore wealth, Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's prime minister, Petro Poroshenko, president of Ukraine, and Alaa Mubarak, president of Egypt's former president, rather son of Egypt's former president. The family of Mr. Sharif is denying any wrongdoing in their involvement. Police in the Republic of Congo's capital exchanged heavy gunfire with unidentified gunmen in the first major outbreak of violence since the re-election of President Denis Sassou Nguesso last month. The shooting erupted today in the Bakongo and Mekelele neighborhoods of South Brazzaville. This is VOA News. Greece and the European Union have begun deporting migrants from the islands of Lesbos and Chios, sending them to Turkey under terms of a controversial deal signed last month between EU and Ankara. Despite predictions of violence, the departure of the first ferry from Lesbos early today went off without incident, even though a small number of protesters had gathered at the port to condemn the deal. VOA's Luis Ramirez was at the port as the first ferry left Lesbos for Turkey.
There's a small demonstration going on after the first ferry carrying the migrants departed. So we had just had some activists on a boat with a banner saying ferries are for safe passage, not for deportation.
Under the deal between the EU and Turkey, those who reach Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they can qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The deal aims to put an end to the lucrative but often deadly people smuggling operations in the Mediterranean. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. Regional analyst Stephen Zunas of the University of San Francisco tells VOA recent Islamic State losses are directly linked to this six-week-old cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra.
Meantime, the U.S. military says one of its drones in Iraq has killed an Islamic State fighter believed responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused President Obama of criticizing him behind his back over freedom of the press issues during a week visit in a visit to Washington last week. Mr. Obama says he raised the concerns to the president of Turkey, who in turn on Sunday denied they discussed the issue. U.S. presidential primaries return tomorrow after a 10-day break. Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton both facing the possibility of losing in that primary in Wisconsin. Polls show Ted Cruz, the Republican, and in the lead, along with Bernie Sanders out in front in the Democrats. Latin jazz saxophonist Leandro Gatto Barbieri, who composed Grammy-winning music for the steamy Marlon Brando film Last Tango in Paris and recorded dozens of other albums over a career spanning more than seven decades, is dead at the age of 83. In 1997, the Argentine-born musician recorded the smooth jazz album Que Pasa, which reached number two on Billboard's contemporary jazz charts. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.